You're listening to Peggy Chabrian, who was in here earlier this week with Women in Aviation International. Mm-hmm. And we're also joined by Jessica Cox. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to be on.
That's great. How are you doing?
Good.
So you gave a forum earlier this week over there. I heard that was really quite something. So
I enjoyed it. I had a lot of fun, actually. And I actually did a presentation at Aeroshell Square as well. So it was great.
And how did that go? What was that all about?
It was awesome. They towed the air coupe out that I flew in, and everyone gathered around. And actually, Jerry asked some questions, and
everyone had the opportunity to ask questions as well. So
fantastic. So for anybody who doesn't know the name around here, Jessica, do you want to tell people what your affiliation with aviation and describe
okay.
a little bit about yourself?
Well, recently, actually it was October 11th of last year, I earned my certification as a sport pilot. And I basically did that, earned my certification by using my feet on the controls of the air coupe.
Because
I was born without arms.
Because this is radio.
Yeah.
And she's what I love is I just noticed your shirt. She's wearing a shirt that says "Look, no hands." I think it probably says "Ma," but that's covered by your hair.
Yeah.
Look, Ma, no hands. So, so you were born without arms.
Yes.
And did you always want to get into flying, or?
You know, flying was actually my fear, my greatest fear, mm-hmm. and so. Eleanor Roosevelt once said, identify your greatest fear and walk directly at it.
Yep, I know that dynamic well. So, you've come up through your life without arms, so this is the way you know the world and this is the way you do things.
Uh-huh.
So, was there any sort of hesitation for you at all in trying to fly and learning to do that, or just another activity for you?
Well, you know, there were a few challenges that a lot of people helped with, and my instructors and I through ingenuity came up with different ways of figuring out how to handle certain challenges, like buckling the seatbelt or learning how to put on my headset and just the basic things that probably people don't even think twice about.
Right.
But going through all that, it was all worth it, and it made it a great challenge. And it's all worth it now when I can go in step in an air coupe and just take off by myself. And there's nothing greater than that feeling of being able to be out in the air.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
And what about flight training? I work with a lot of deaf pilots, which is there's a gentleman sitting in here with us who is a deaf pilot. He's just sitting in for the purpose of being here. And they encounter some challenges when trying to receive flight training, often because of the communication barrier. And that's something that you don't have. So when you is the communication barrier. Uh-huh. So when you went to get flight training, how was that received? How did that work for you?
Every instructor, anyone in aviation, was behind me 110%.
That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. I think that community having that support, there was really no question about whether I was going to be a pilot.
That's great. Yeah. And the plane doesn't know. Once you're up there, the plane has no idea as long as you're handling things. So.
And the nice thing about an air coupe airplane, I don't know if all the listeners realize this or not, the original air coupe does not have rudder pedals. All the controls for the ailerons and elevators and so forth are all interconnected through the yoke on the wheels. So.
Which is rather ironic, then, that it's all hand controls.
Well, yeah, that's true.
In general. And then, but you operate all of that with your feet, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't mind, how old are you?
I'm 26.
And how long have you been?
I actually sat in a single engine airplane for the very first time a little less than 4 years ago. And when I sat in that single engine airplane, it was a Cessna. I think I was hooked at that instant, even though I was afraid before takeoff. But once I took off and realized what it was like, I was hooked, and I knew that I was going to earn my certification.
Yeah? And
yeah.
How many hours do you have now?
Over 150 hours.
Wow.
In the air coupe.
Since earning it, you said
October 11th.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's a lot of flying time. Yeah, and I know, I think I saw, or somebody sent me, they did a little news reel that's, I guess, all over YouTube at this point. So you're kind of famous for that little video clip on there. Mm-hmm. And how did that come about? Did you invite the press, or does word just get out? And
we actually wanted to keep it on the down low just until I was certified, because there's no telling how people were going to react. So we kept it kind of quiet. And then when I earned my certification, I thought that was appropriate time to share that with other people. And I, the story, if it inspired other people to either become pilots or do whatever they want to do with whatever goal they set to achieve, that they can achieve it. So, yeah.
And have any interest in going on for a full private certification, or?
I've considered that. Yeah, I'd like to go. I mean, I'd like to have a faster airplane to fly. That'd be neat. Yeah,
that kind of happens once you start doing it.
Well, now they do have air coupes with 0200 engines, which will go a little faster if you.
Oh, great!
Still be an air coupe, but. Yeah.
Okay. All I didn't know about that. Yes. I'll have to look into that.
All right.
Well, I just know once you get hooked, once you get that first rating, you know, then people generally, you want instrument and maybe commercial and multi and all that. So any interest in continuing to?
Right now, I think I'd like to actually become a certified flight instructor because I love to share the same joy that I've been given. So that's my goal right now. And we'll see after that where I'd like to go with ratings.
That's pretty lofty there as well. You have to get the instrument, the commercial, and a whole bunch. I've been trying to get to that point for many, many years, and it just doesn't seem to happen with time and money these days. But what all do you have planned for Air Venture for the rest of the week? Are you?
Well, one of the things that we're doing, of course, is on Friday is Women Venture Day with a lot of different activities planned. And we have a Women Innovation Celebrity Breakfast, I think, at 8 o'clock over at the Nature Center. And Jessica, I think you're planning to be there for that. And then, of course,
and when is that?
At 8 o'clock on Friday morning. At the Nature Center. Then at 10:30, all the pilots will be over in Aeroshell Square for the all-women pilot. Something just fell on the stage. All women pilot photo shoot with the lavender shirts. And just to make sure while I've got you here, did you have your lavender shirt? If not, we'll make sure I bring it to you for the breakfast.
I do not yet.
I will get it for you. All right. And then that afternoon is the all-female air show. But Friday night in the Theater in the Woods at 8 o'clock, we have a panel of various women pilots. And Jessica is one of our panelists for that night to talk about her flying experiences and getting a light sport certificate. We also have a WASP from World War II. Don Seymour will be one of the panelists that night. Jill Long, who's performing in the air show Friday afternoon and is also an Air Force pilot. Julie Clark, another one of our Air Force pilots, air show pilots. Can't say that.
And it's early. It's okay.
Yeah, a retired Northwest Airline pilot. And then Martha King and I will be co-moderating the panel. So kind of a all-day full of activities, and Jessica's participating in several of those. And we also have a press conference we're holding tomorrow morning, breakfast at 7:45. So any of the media listening, 7:45 tomorrow morning, press breakfast to talk more about the Women Venture activities.
That's fantastic. And are you doing any flying for people in here? Or?
Well, I flew in and I'll be flying out. So okay. I actually flew in with the Air Coop gaggle, and we started off in Dodge County Airport. Flew in and ate Air Coops, and I was number two behind Sid Cohen. Oh. And that was awesome.
Hello, Sid.
Yes. So.
And what about, I know that the Young Eagles program that they have going on with flying kids, is that something that you are involved in or becoming involved in?
Right after I get off the radio, I'll be heading over to the Eagle main stage and speaking to them. So
you are?
Yes.
Okay. And go ahead, please.
I think you spoke to one day this week at the Women's SOAR program for the high school girls, isn't that right?
Yes, uh-huh.
There's been about 90-some high school girls were here for 2 days. We got a chance to meet some of the air show performers. I know you spoke to them, I think, one evening, if I remember right.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And how do they react? How are they with the whole flying? You said high school girls.
Yes.
So I'm always very interested to see how young women kind of respond to the aviation.
Well, they actually had a lot of great questions, and one of the girls was wearing a shirt that said, "We can do it," and it was a really great shirt. I asked her to come up front and show that to everyone, and it was one of the women's SOAR shirts that they had in the past, so definitely, I think that they really had some great encouragement. They had great questions, and I enjoyed being there to be of inspiration to them. So.
And where do you live? Where do you fly? I mean, where do you fly? What
I came from Tucson, Arizona, so
okay.
I flew from
so you're
Tucson
coming from
all the
west.
Way. Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah.
Yes.
How long was your flight in the air coupe, if I can ask?
Okay, well, actually, I flew in a Piper Aero first from Tucson to Roswell, New Mexico, Roswell, New Mexico to Garden City, Kansas, and then from Garden City, Kansas to Lincoln, Nebraska to Madison, Wisconsin, and then drove up to Reedsburg and picked up the air coop.
Okay.
So, yeah.
That's not too bad.
Yeah. No.
So, yeah, it's a bit of a flight from the west.
Air coop cruise speed is... been a few years since I flew the air coupe.
90,
yeah.
I've never flown the air coupe. So.
Oh, it's a great place. You can put the canopy down and fly it like a little sports car, the open canopy.
Oh, so it's like a little convertible.
Yeah, it is. It's a great little airplane.
You know, running over here, I got that whole bug in the teeth hitting thing, and I think open canopy isn't...
Well, you can close the canopy, too.
It sounds like at this moment.
You don't have to fly it with it open.
So what about multi-engine? Are you interested in...
I would love to. I mean, there's so many things you can do with aviation that I think it'll be an ongoing challenge for me. And
aerobatics.
That's something I got to look into for sure. Yeah, I'd love to do that.
I would like to try that, but I have to tell you, even stalls and spins kind of scare the crap out of me. So I don't know if I would go for that, but I'd love to try that whole like doing your fear thing.
Yeah. Well, the air coupe can't spin, so.
Oh.
I don't get to experience that, but I'm with you on that.
So if people are interested in checking things out, are you doing any lectures or talks or anything beyond AirVenture after this? Or
For all
the people listening to the radio that don't, you know, that mm-hmm. aren't on the field and can't come see anything, how can they?
Well, I mean, I've been traveling all over the world, and actually had the opportunity just recently to fly in Athens, Greece, in an air coupe that was out there. So that was pretty awesome to be able to fly over the sea over there. They call it the sea, not the ocean. I was clarified when I was out there, but that was a great opportunity to be able to fly a little air coupe out there. But I do travel all over the country and all over the world. So if there's any, I'll have a schedule probably on my website, which is rightfooted.com, www.rightfooted.com. And
that's R-I-G-H-T.
Yes. Yeah, someone asked me, when am I going to change it to right-footed with the W-R-I-G-H-T? But no, I'm going to stick with right-footed with an R-I-G-H-T.
Or so. W-R-I-G-H-T with the aviation theme, you know.
Yeah.
So you never know.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's rightfooted.com. And you're also going over to the Young Eagles from here for people that are on the field.
Yes.
And...
And I just added, if folks want to stop by Hangar B, Women Aviation has a booth there, and they can pick up these little postcards with all the activities for Friday Women Venture and pick up their T-shirt. If they're a pilot and here on the field, want to be in the picture and have their lavender shirt, we've got them there at the booth.
Great. Well, I thank you both very, very much for being with us today. And this was Peggy Chabrian with the Women in Aviation International and Jessica Cox, a somewhat newly minted woman sport pilot.
Yes.
So
thank you for having us this morning.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.